Research. Meat-rich households respond more to carbon labels, study finds. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. Vom. The 24th of July 2026. Exeter. Households with meat-rich diets could respond particularly strongly to information about the climate impact of food, according to a study based on responses from around 5,000 people in the UK. Combining carbon labels on food products with a tax on the most emissions-intensive items could reduce UK greenhouse gas emissions by 4.7%, according to a study by researchers from the University of Trento in Italy and the University of Exeter. The researchers also calculated a positive overall net social benefit from the combined policy approach. The study used a simulated online supermarket environment. Around 5,000 UK-based respondents provided information on the products they typically buy, how often they purchase them and in what quantities. Participants were then asked whether and how they would change their usual food choices following the introduction of carbon labels showing the carbon footprint of each product and/or a tax on the most carbon-intensive food items. We designed a simulated online supermarket environment and collected data from about 5,000 UK-based respondents regarding which products they typically buy, how frequently and in what quantity, said Dr. Michaela Facioli of the University of Trento. Labeling alone had a smaller effect. The study found that carbon labels reduced the carbon content of the average food basket by 5.6%. According to the researchers, this is equivalent to 2.7% of total UK greenhouse gas emissions. A tax of £60 per tonne of CO2e on the most carbon-intensive products was almost twice as effective, reducing the carbon footprint of the average food basket by about 10%. However, the measure was calculated to cost £79 per person per year. The researchers said that the same approximately 10% reduction could be achieved with a tax rate of £28 per tonne of CO2e when combined with carbon labeling. This would correspond to 4.7% of UK greenhouse gas emissions and cost £34 per person per year. Researchers calculate positive net social benefit. The scientists argue that the cost of the combined approach would be more than offset by the social benefits of lower greenhouse gas emissions and increased public sector revenues. They calculated the overall net social benefit of the combined tax and labeling approach at around £13 per person per year. This compares with approximately £6 for a tax-only scenario and around £8 for carbon labeling alone. These findings imply that carbon taxation and carbon labeling can be combined to abate greenhouse gas emissions, while keeping the cost to consumers at a minimum and generating overall improvements in people's welfare, said Professor Ian Bateman, director of the University of Exeter's Land, Environment, Economic and Policy Institute. Dr. Marco Tomasi of the University of Trento said, "Introducing carbon taxes is not without challenges, as these measures have generally limited public acceptance and tend to burden especially the less wealthy households." He added that redistributing tax revenues on a per capita basis would effectively eliminate the inequalities associated with the tax and increase the equity of the policy. Stronger response among meat-rich diets. The impact of the policies varied according to respondents' dietary habits. Households with meat-rich diets tended to respond more strongly to carbon labels than other groups. "We find that households with a diet rich in meat are also those that tend to react more to the display of carbon labels, suggesting that more information to this group about the emission impacts of their food choices can lead to significant margins of improvement," said Dr. Carlo Fezzi of the University of Trento.